can add up the numbers this way or that, but the United States Congress has approved a tax cut that is at least the third largest in U.S. history. Congress also extended unemployment benefits, and the Senate gave final approval to the biggest increase ever in the national debt limit, an increase of nearly $1 trillion. Republicans say they're hoisting the economy out of its doldrums. Democrats are predicting financial catastrophes. And when it comes to predictions, nobody really knows. NPR's Peter Overby filed this report from the Capitol.
A White House lobbyist, Treasury Secretary John Snow, and Commerce Secretary Don Evans were in the hall outside the Senate chamber, shaking senatorial hands and squeezing shoulders as Majority Leader Bill Frist was out on the Senate floor trying to put a bipartisan gloss on the bitterly partisan fight over tax cuts.
This bill accomplishes the goals that we all share in this body, and that is to move America forward, to grow the economy, and to create jobs and job security for all Americans. Now let's move to pass this bill that will indeed benefit all Americans. Mr. President, I ask for the yeas and nays.
The vote was 50 to 50, so Vice President Dick Cheney broke the tie. Then Snow and Evans joined Frist and other senators for a celebratory press conference. Forgotten were the angry meetings where lawmakers walked out at strategic moments. Also forgotten was the apparent reduction, by half, of the tax cut President Bush first proposed. Pete Domenici is a veteran of the Senate's budget wars.
I believe this is the finest presidential leadership that I have ever seen with reference to an important piece of legislation. He has handled this absolutely perfectly.
But one thing is far from perfect: predictions of what the bill will do, as Domenici himself knows. Back in 1993, he fought against the Clinton administration's deficit reduction package. Here's what he said then.
This bill raises taxes on small business, on some senior citizens, on everyone that drives a car. This proposal, as we understand it, will kill jobs, not create jobs, and it won't do the job.
Of course, the economy did not tank after 1993. It boomed, although economists debate how much the bill influenced that boom. But the 93 experience, and others like it, have not deterred the prediction makers. One forecast from House Majority Leader Tom DeLay on Thursday: stock markets would go up immediately when the bill passed. Yesterday, they were up just slightly. Next week could be different. Another forecast from Treasury Secretary Snow. He said families will start getting $400 per child deduction rebates in July.
This is going to have an immediate impact on the American economy and begin to help see help wanted signs go up all over America and put people back to work.
But Republicans wrote the bill so that almost all of the tax breaks last only a few years. So, some Democratic predictions. John Breaux said that with nothing permanent, businesses and families won't be able to plan ahead. Senator John Corzine, head of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, predicted a different dilemma: an economic perfect storm of growing deficits and huge tax cuts. Republicans say they're eager to convert these temporary cuts to permanent ones. That would mean the $350 billion figure would double or triple over 10 years. When someone asked at yesterday's news conference whether the bill just passed was smoke and mirrors, a device to make a big tax cut look smaller, nobody stepped to the microphone. The senators looked at each other. Then Senator George Allen of Virginia said, "I hope so," and they all laughed. Peter Overby, NPR News, the Capitol.